right of way. Where vehicles or pedestrians meet one another, and there are no signs or signals to regulate traffic, there are rules that say who must yield the right of way. These rules tell drivers who goes first and who must wait in different traffic situations. The law states who must yield the right of way, but it does not give anyone the right of way, even if your traffic signal is green. You must yield the right of way to pedestrians, bicyclists, and other drivers who are already in an intersection you are approaching. You must do everything you can to prevent striking a pedestrian or another vehicle, regardless of the circumstances. Pedestrians. When driving, you must yield the right of way to pedestrians under all conditions. Be particularly watchful for children, senior citizens, and blind people. Most blind people are easily recognized by the white cane they carry and/or by their guide dog. Pedestrians have the right of way at all intersections and crosswalks. You must come to a complete stop and let the person pass safely. Bicycles. Bicycles on the road are considered vehicles and have the same rights and responsibilities as motor vehicles. Four-way stop. You must yield the right of way to the vehicle that reached the intersection first. When more than one vehicle reaches the intersection at the same time, the vehicle on the left must yield the right of way and allow the vehicle on the right to go first. Regardless of who has the right of way, you are always responsible for avoiding a crash. Uncontrolled intersections. An uncontrolled intersection is an intersection that does not have control devices such as stop signs or lights. When more than one vehicle reaches an uncontrolled intersection at the same time, the vehicle on the left must yield the right of way to the vehicle on the right and allow the vehicle on the right to go first. Turning left. You must yield to all oncoming traffic, unless you have a green arrow or arrived first at a four-way stop. Changing lanes and passing. You must yield the right of way to vehicles already occupying the lane you wish to enter or use for passing. Do not change lanes if another vehicle must slow down for you. Merging. You must yield to all vehicles on the roadway you are merging into. Do not merge if another vehicle must slow down for you. Backing. You must yield the right of way to all vehicles close enough to be a hazard. Narrow mountain roadway. When vehicles meet on a steep, narrow road which is not wide enough for two vehicles, the vehicle going downhill must yield the right of way by backing up to a wider place or by stopping to leave sufficient space for the vehicle going uphill, except where it is more practicable for the vehicle going uphill to return to a wider space or turnout. Emergency vehicles. You must yield the right of way to all emergency vehicles using a siren, air horn and/or flashing red, blue or white lights. Where possible, you must pull over to the right edge of the road. If you are in an intersection, drive through the intersection before you pull over. If you are approaching an emergency vehicle stopped along the side of the road, leave at least one lane between your vehicle and the emergency vehicle, if possible. If the road has only one lane in your direction of travel or you cannot change lanes, slow down unless directed otherwise by a police officer or emergency personnel or conditions prohibit the lane change. If the road only has one lane in your side, or you cannot change lanes, slow down to a safe speed and use due care and caution as you pass. Maintenance vehicles. You must yield the right of way to service vehicles and maintenance equipment engaged in work upon the roads using flashing yellow and blue warning lights. Use extra caution in approaching, overtaking or passing maintenance vehicles. Be especially cautious around snowplows. Their size and speed can create clouds of blowing snow that can conceal the plow. School bus. You must stop your vehicle at least 20 feet before reaching a school bus that is stopped with its red lights flashing and remain stopped until the lights stop flashing. You must stop whether it is in your side of the road, the opposite side of the road or at an intersection you are approaching. You must remain stopped until the flashing red lights are no longer operating. Watch carefully for children near the school bus and children crossing the roadway before proceeding. You are not required to stop if there is a median or other physical barrier separating the bus from your vehicle. Transit buses. You must yield right of way to a transit bus if it is signaling to enter a traffic lane and the yield sign on the rear of the bus is illuminated. These yield signs are a warning to drivers behind transit buses that they are required to yield when the bus is entering a traffic lane. Road work, construction zone. When driving in a work, construction zone, adjust your lane position away from workers, if possible, and be prepared for unexpected events. For safety reasons, normal speed limits may be reduced in work, construction zones. Any reduced speed limits will be clearly marked. Failure to comply with the speed limit in a work construction zone can result in double fines. Speed. Many fatal collisions on Colorado highways involve excessive speed. Of all the possible causes of a collision, speeding or driving too fast for conditions is common. Limits. Speed limit signs indicate the maximum speed allowed in ideal conditions. Some roads, such as freeways, have minimum speed limits posted. Driving slower than the speed limit is a traffic violation, unless due to road or weather conditions. Reduced speed zones. Regardless of the posted speed limit, it may be necessary to reduce your speed to keep yourself and others safe. Signs will indicate when a reduced speed limit is in effect. Signs will indicate when the lower speed limit is in effect. Unless otherwise posted, Colorado speed limits are as follows. 20 miles per hour on narrow, winding mountain highways and blind curves. 25 miles per hour in any business district. 30 miles per hour in any residence district. 40 miles per hour on open mountain highways. 45 miles per hour for vehicles in the business of hauling trash. 55 miles per hour on urban interstate and highways. 65 to 75 miles per hour on designated rural interstate and highways. Stopping distance. Be alert so you know when you will have to stop well ahead of time. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and is often the result of a driver who was not paying attention. If you brake too quickly, you could skid, lose control of your vehicle, and/or make it difficult for drivers behind you to stop without hitting you. Try to avoid panic stops by seeing events well in advance. By slowing down or changing lanes, you may not have to stop at all, and if you do, it can be a more gradual and safer stop. According to the National Safety Council, a lightweight passenger car traveling 55 miles per hour can stop in about 200 feet. Other vehicles require different stopping distances. The chart at the top of this page shows stopping distances under ideal conditions. Turning. Completing a turn properly requires you to signal for an appropriate amount of time prior to the turn, search for hazards, turn into and from the correct lane, and turn in a correct path. Signaling. Failure to signal is a traffic violation. Before making any turn, whether onto another roadway, into a parking lot, into another lane of traffic, or leaving a parked position, it is extremely important that you signal. Your signal lets other drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians know your intentions. In urban areas, you must signal continuously for 100 feet before making a turn or lane change. On four-lane highways where the posted speed limit is faster than 40 miles per hour, you must signal for 200 feet before making a turn or lane change. Failing to signal is a traffic violation. If your vehicle's turn signals do not work, you must use hand signals. End your hand signal before starting to turn so that you can complete the turn with both hands on the wheel. Turning from the proper lane. To make a left turn, you must begin in the leftmost lane in your direction of travel. To make a right turn, you must begin in the rightmost lane. In locations where turning from more than one lane is permitted, traffic signs, signals, and/or lane markings will clearly indicate correct turning lanes. Turning in a correct path. Begin your turn from the center of an appropriate turning lane. Complete your turn in the center of the correct lane on the new roadway. Usually the lane closest to you on your side of the street. In intersections with multiple turn lanes, use the white lines in the intersection to identify the correct path. Avoid short turns, cutting corners, wide turns, late turns, and straddling lanes. Left turns. If turning left, you should wait at the stop line or crosswalk until there is a gap in oncoming traffic large enough to allow you to complete your turn. Pulling into the intersection while waiting to turn left blocks the intersection for emergency vehicles, limits visibility for oncoming traffic, and puts you in a position to get in a collision if the light changes and oncoming traffic runs the red light while you make your turn. Never turn the front wheels towards the left while you are waiting to turn. If you happen to get rear-ended, you would be pushed into oncoming traffic. U-turns. A U-turn is a turn made in a U-shaped course so as to face in the opposite direction on the same roadway. U-turns are forbidden unless they can be made without endangering other traffic and, in some locations marked by signs, are entirely prohibited. If you cannot safely make a U-turn, continue to the next street or turn around area. Never try to make a sudden U-turn in front of traffic traveling in either direction. 2-point turnabout. In this type of turn, a street, alley or driveway is used to reverse the direction you are traveling when it is not practical or possible to drive around a block. Reverse 2-point turnabout. Signal your intention to turn right. Stop and check traffic to the sides and rear of the vehicle. Move back until the rear bumper of the vehicle reaches the near edge of the driveway. While backing slowly, steer rapidly all the way to the right. As the vehicle centers in the driveway, straighten the wheels and stop. Shift to drive and check in both directions. If clear, signal and turn left into the proper lane and accelerate. Forward 2-point turnabout. Check your mirrors and signal your intention to turn left. Move close to the center of the road and turn into the driveway or alley as near as possible to the right side. Stop as the rear of the vehicle clears the curb or edge of the driveway. Check in all directions for traffic, signal a right turn and shift to reverse. When clear, move back slowly while turning the steering wheel quickly all the way to the right. As the vehicle centers in the nearest lane, straighten the wheels and stop. Then, shift to drive, cancel the right signal and move forward. 3-point turnabout. This type of turnabout is used to reverse direction on a roadway that is too narrow to allow completion of a U-turn and where there is no way to go around the block or utilize a 2-point turn. Only use a 3-point turnabout on a 2-lane roadway. To perform a 3-point turnabout, check the mirrors and activate the right turn signal to communicate your intention to pull off to the right side of the road. Stop on the right side of the road. Activate your left turn signal for a minimum of 3 seconds, check traffic and any blind spots. When traffic is clear, turn hard left toward the other side of the road. Stop when you have reached the other side. Check traffic and blind spots on both sides, then turn the wheel hard right and reverse to the other side of the road. When traffic is clear, turn hard right to the other side of the road and stop. Place the vehicle in drive. Activate the left turn signal and check traffic and blind spots. When traffic is clear, turn hard left and drive forward into the right lane of traffic heading in the new direction. Make sure your turn signal has canceled. Continue driving straight in the new direction. Parking. There are several locations where it is forbidden to stop or park a vehicle. Among these are: on a crosswalk, sidewalk, bridge, elevated structure, railroad tracks or any controlled access highway. Within 30 feet of a traffic signal, stop sign, railroad crossing or within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. Within an intersection, tunnel, runaway truck ramp, on, off ramp or blocking a driveway. Parallel parking. Stop even with the car ahead. Turn the wheel sharply right and back slowly toward the car behind. When clear of the car ahead, turn the wheel sharply to the left and back slowly toward the car behind. Turn the wheel sharply right and pull towards the curb in the center of the parking space. To pull away from a parallel parked position, activate your signal, check your mirrors and blind spots, and pull away when safe. Where parallel parking is permitted, your vehicle must be within 12 inches of the curb or as close as possible to the outside edge of the shoulder, so that traffic will not be impeded. Leave the car in park if it has an automatic transmission. Or if it's a standard transmission, leave the vehicle in low gear if headed uphill and in reverse gear if headed downhill. Set the emergency brake and remember to remove the ignition key when leaving the car. Downhill. When you stop your car headed downhill, turn your front wheels toward the curb. Let your vehicle roll slowly until the front tire rests against the curb using it as a block. Uphill. When headed uphill at a curb, turn the front wheels away from the curb and let your vehicle roll backward slowly until the rear part of the front wheel rests against the curb using it as a block. No curb. When headed uphill with no curb, turn your front wheels to the right so that if your vehicle moves, it will roll off the highway, not into the roadway. Freeway driving. High-speed roadways like freeways can be dangerous due to the speeds at which people are driving. It's important to be aware of your surroundings at all times when driving, especially on freeways. Entering the freeway. High-speed roadways generally have acceleration ramps so you can build up speed. When entering a freeway from an on-ramp, try to increase your speed to match freeway traffic. Before entering a highway from a side entrance ramp, signal properly, look for an opening in traffic, Accelerate to the speed of traffic and merge into traffic when it is safe. Do not merge into traffic until the solid white line has ended. Do not stop in the acceleration lane unless absolutely necessary. Remember, you must yield the right of way to freeway traffic. Some freeway entrance ramps have traffic signals which regulate the release of vehicles onto the freeway to allow easier merging and a smoother traffic flow. On metered ramps, you will be required to stop and wait to be released on a green light to enter the freeway. Freeway driving. Freeway driving is different from driving on a regular street or highway mainly because the highways are designed to move a greater volume of traffic at faster speeds. Drive in the rightmost lane when you're moving at less than the normal speed. Move out of the right lane when approaching a merge area, if you can do so safely. Observe traffic ahead of, around and behind you. Be aware of vehicles traveling in your blind spots. Plan ahead. Use directional and guidance signs. Signal at least 200 feet before you change lanes, avoiding frequent lane changes. Do not drive across, over or within any median or island. Leaving the freeway. When exiting the freeway, use the deceleration lane, which is designed to allow you to slow down before reaching the exit ramp. Activate your turn signal 200 feet before the beginning of the deceleration lane. Maintain your speed until you enter the deceleration lane, then slow down to the speed advised for the exit ramp. Remember these important tips when exiting a freeway. Do not slow down while you are on the freeway. Slow down after turning into the deceleration lane. Do not make a last-second turnoff. Check the posted safe speed for the exit ramp. Changing lanes. Changing lanes includes changing from one lane to another, passing another vehicle, merging onto a roadway from an entrance ramp and entering the roadway from the curb or shoulder. You must check for possible hazards or vehicles in the lane you want to enter. This means you must check for traffic ahead, to the side and behind your vehicle before you change lanes. Be aware of any blind spots, which are areas slightly to the sides and the rear of your vehicle that you cannot see in your rear view or side view mirrors. When changing lanes, you should activate your turn signal. Leave it active for a minimum of 3 seconds before leaving your lane. Check for possible hazards or vehicles in the lane you want to enter. Check traffic ahead. Use your mirrors to check for traffic behind your vehicle. Look over your shoulder to check your blind spot, which is the area slightly to the rear and side of your vehicle that you cannot see in your mirrors. When it is safe, move into the new lane. Deactivate your turn signal within 3 seconds of completing the lane change. Passing. Signs and road markings indicate areas where you are and are not allowed to pass another vehicle. Typically, you should pass on the left. Passing on the right is permitted on one-way streets and on roadways with two or more lanes of travel in each direction. At no time should a pass be made by driving off the pavement of the main traveled portion of a roadway. Before deciding to pass another vehicle, judge whether you will have enough time and room to pass safely by observing the traffic ahead, beside, and behind you. If you have enough time and space to pass, begin by making a lane change, as directed above. Accelerate past the car you wish to pass. When you can see both headlights of the vehicle you passed in the rearview mirror, make another lane change back into your previous lane. Do not count on being able to pass several vehicles at once. To be safe, only pass one vehicle at a time. Do not pass. If you cannot safely return to the right-hand side before coming within 200 feet of an oncoming vehicle, including a bicyclist in the oncoming lane or shoulder. If you cannot safely return to the right-hand side before a solid yellow line begins. On a curve or hill where your view is obstructed. Within 100 feet of an intersection, or railroad crossing N within 100 feet of any bridge, viaduct, or tunnel when your view is obstructed. A bicyclist unless you can allow a minimum 3-foot buffer zone between your vehicle, including mirrors, and the bicyclist. If passing a bicyclist, you can briefly cross a solid yellow when there is no oncoming traffic and you have a clear view ahead.